You're listening to the Limitless Broadcasting Network.
This is Robbie Reviews.
I feel the need for speed.
I'm gonna make him an offer again.
Life was like a box of chocolates.
Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while. You could miss
First rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club.
I'll be back.
Green, for lack of a better word, is good.
Show me the
roads. Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another Robbie Reviews. We have a very mediocre show for you today, so please give it a 5-star rating. It really helps us out. I'm just kidding with you. We have a very excellent show for you today. And we have a very special guest with us. It's Sammy.
I thought you were going to call me mediocre when you were doing that intro. And I was just like, that's rude.
No.
So I'm glad I didn't get the mediocre introduction.
We have a mediocre guest. That's
really where I thought you were going. And I was like, damn. Okay.
No. Remember, our streaming platform, Limitless Broadcasting Network, is up and running.
Yes.
We have House on Haunted Hill on there. We have the Carol Burnett Show. Mm-hmm. We have the I Love Lucy Show. Mm-hmm. We have, I'm just naming off shows that I know firsthand. Mm-hmm. We have Superman cartoon on there. Mm-hmm. We have Popeye cartoon on there. Mm-hmm. We have the Betty Boop cartoon on there. Mm-hmm. We have the Betty White show on there. We have so much content on there. I'm having a hard time remembering what we all have. So when you subscribe to the network, you get our subscription podcast show. That's The Secrets Uncovered. That's The Strange World with Robbie or Robert. Mm-hmm. Rant Radio. Mm-hmm. We're working on another one. What Happened to Fred?
Mm-hmm. That one's in process. And then the shows that shaped us will be coming later this year.
Yeah, we're in the process of recording that.
Yep.
But you not only get those, but you get streaming television. Mm-hmm. You also get music programming. Mm-hmm. I went through and got a music license so I can stream music. Mm-hmm. So popular artists that you guys are going to like. We have like T.I. We have Taylor Swift. You know, I'm a hip hop fan, so I started with hip hop, but we are expanding. We're trying to bring like TRL back, music videos back. Mm-hmm. So when you subscribe, you get music programming. Mm-hmm. We're trying to do something for everybody. Mm-hmm. But very excited about the platform. It's not too much money. Mm-hmm. It's $7 a month or $80 a year. Mm-hmm. You can go to our Roku channel is getting ready to launch as well. So everything that is on the website, you can stream on Roku. We're in the process of building that. So I just wanted to talk to you about the platform. A lot of people don't understand what we do. Even when we go to like cons, they'll look at our banner and they get the podcast. Oh, yeah, you're a podcasting company. But we are a lot more than a podcasting company. We're a podcast company. We're a streaming company. We are a media company. We produce our own things. We write our own things. Mm-hmm. Every time you see us at a show and I'm promoting, that helps us, you know, make content. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry to go on a rant. I know I hate that when you're just listening to the show and you want to know about the amateur.
Get to the point.
But, you know, I wanted to tell you, limitlessbroadcastingnetwork.com. Mm-hmm. If you like our content, please go and subscribe. Really helps us out. Really helps us pay for our podcast, our hosts, and everything.
Also, check out the store while you're there for merchandise. There are several shirts on there that have not made any appearances at cons.
Right.
So there's, you know, stuff that's exclusive to the website that we don't bring with us
Shows. So we got the new Monster Squad. Mm-hmm. We got a new American Psycho shirt up there. Mm-hmm. I have a Swamp Monster shirt going up there. Mm-hmm. I have a Big Trouble in Little China shirt going up there. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's, when you subscribe to the site, when you subscribe to our network, you get discount codes emailed to you. So things are cheaper for you. Mm-hmm. But we're going to be putting tumblers up there. Mm-hmm. There's a lot that goes on behind the scenes. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just wanted to invite you. I mean, again, it's $7 a month mm-hmm. or $80 a year. Mm-hmm. And you get over 100 hours of programming.
Yep.
So.
Very cool.
Yeah. So subscribe today because we have limitless entertainment waiting for you. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, let's jump into the show now.
All right. So The Amateur is what we're talking about today, as you said. So this movie is a PG-13 movie from this year. Came out April 11th, 2025. It's a thriller action movie, 2 hours, 3 minutes long. Our description, when his supervisors at the CIA refuse to take action after his wife is killed in a London terrorist attack, a decoder takes matters into his own hands. We've got one tagline, don't underestimate him.
Okay.
Sure. It was directed by James Hawes, screenplay by Ken Nolan and Gary Spinelli. It's based on The Amateur by Robert Little. More on that in a little bit. Production company is Hutch Parker Entertainment, and it was distributed by 20th Century Studios, which is now a Disney company, in case you forgot.
So basically Disney distributed this.
Yeah, under the 20th Century umbrella.
Yeah.
Which I feel like is like their, kind of like their Miramax almost. Now. Oh, you know, for like sure. Touchstone, all of that. So now they can do things like,
more
this
rated is not R.
really a Disney movie, but it's Disney because we're going to make money on it. So yeah, there you go. Rami Malek is Charles, a.k.a. Charlie Heller, and he is the CIA cryptographer and vigilante, so he's our main star. Lawrence Fishburne is Robert Hendo Henderson, who's, he trains Charlie and then...
Spies. He basically trains spies to kill.
Yeah, he trains, so he trains does spies work. Plus Charlie, but Charlie is sent to him kind of as like a last resort, and ultimately the CIA wants... Robert Henderson to take out Charlie.
Yeah, basically. That's
really what it is. Rachel Brosnahan is Sarah, and that was Charlie's wife who dies. Catriona Balfe is Inquiline. It's the anonymous contact.
Okay.
That Charlie befriends. Michael Stuhlbarg is Horst Schiller. He's the criminal who killed, like, the big bad guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, who ultimately causes the death of his wife. Holt McCallany is CIA Deputy Director Alex Moore. Julianne Nicholson is the CIA Director Samantha O'Brien. Our budget was $60 million. Opening weekend, it made $15 million. Gross in the U.S. and Canada is $41 million, and worldwide $96 million.
So it did make its budget back.
Worldwide.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not in the U.S., but worldwide it did.
I don't know why. It was a great movie.
I thought it was entertaining. Yeah. The film's source novelist, as I said, is Robert Little, who has been a journalist and novelist who specializes... and espionage novels that frequently are set around the spy world of the CIA and the former Soviet Union. He wrote the screenplay for the original movie of The Amateur, then wrote the novel of the same name afterwards. The book has a slightly different title, it being The Amateur, A Novel of Revenge, and that came out in 1981. The original Amateur movie was his first film and TV credit.
Okay.
Martha Keller plays the florist in the film, and she starred in the 1981 version of the film, playing the character Elizabeth. So,
that's just in cool. case
you've seen both. And Rami Malek, in one action sequence involving running, fell over on the 15th take. And this was the one they used in the film. He said, that was the most natural moment we had, and we decided to keep it in the film. I look exhausted because I was. I fell because I naturally tripped. Oh, that was interesting. And speaking of our star, this is the debut theatrical feature film as a producer for Rami Malek. So he served as an executive producer on this production and had previously had producing credits on Mr. Robot, which is the television series, and Blackout, which is a podcast. But this is his first feature film where he's an executive producer.
This is basically Mr. Robot, but a movie version of it.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I really enjoyed this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Start to finish, mm-hmm. I was into it.
Yeah.
Like, I like Rami Malek. He did the bio movie of...
For Queen.
For Queen, that's what mm-hmm. I'm talking about. And from there, then on, I was just like, wow.
He's a good actor.
I'm into this guy. I mean, he's been in several movies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I figure anything that he's in is going to do well. I mean, even Lawrence Fishburne did a mm-hmm. great job on this.
Yeah.
So, basically, Rami Malek's character is a CIA analyst. He does all the computer stuff. He hacks into stuff. Mm-hmm. And after his wife was basically an asset, that she would go in the field and be an asset in the field. Well, during this time, she got killed by a terrorist.
Mm-hmm.
He gets broken up about this and is like, oh, fuck, we got to do something about this. Well, mm-hmm. they basically are like, we're going to wash our hands of this. And mm-hmm. let us handle us. Well, mm-hmm. that wasn't good enough for him.
Yeah.
So he started digging into this, and he found out that
Sorry. Life with dogs. I don't know what's happening right now, but the light almost fell over on us.
So he found out that the CIA were responsible for the attack.
Yes.
And he was basically blackmailing the CIA. So he was like, what I want.
Well, the CIA attack in the Middle East.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, sorry.
And so he was blackmailing the CIA. And to keep him quiet, he was like, I want to be trained.
Because I want to kill the people that killed my wife.
Right.
Basically. Yeah. So they... reluctantly.
So they were like, okay. They reluctantly gave in and was like, you know, they sent him to Lawrence Fishburne's character.
Mm-hmm.
So during that, they were like trying to figure out where he had this information. And what I thought was very cool is he bugged the office
mm-hmm.
and he could keep tabs of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was super ingenious, super mm-hmm. cool.
Yeah.
That he was doing all that.
Yeah, because he basically knew then that they were going to try and take him out. I mean, ultimately, they didn't care about him.
Right. So they send him to Lawrence Fishburne. He's the guy that's supposed to teach you how to kill without remorse.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The Punisher was actually in this as well. Mm-hmm. He had a very small part in this.
Barely in it.
Like, Remy walks in. He's at the CIA, and they start talking, and then he's like, oh, I need some computer work done. Can you come over on my lunch break? And basically helps him out with his computer. And then you don't see him pretty much for the rest of the movie.
Yeah, until another scene.
Until one scene.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, that was a very... I think that they could have used his character a lot better. I think that was a missed opportunity on their part.
Mm-hmm.
But they start training... Rami Malek gets a wind of that Lawrence Fishburne's character is gonna kill him. So he runs away. He's like, oh, fuck this, I'm out of here.
Mm-hmm.
So he starts tracking there was like a group of four of them.
Mm-hmm.
So he starts tracking the first girl. There's four people that killed his wife. He starts tracking the first person. And she always goes to this bakery mm-hmm. in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
So he finds her there. She goes to this clinic every like week for allergies.
Asthma, yeah.
And instead of one thing I really liked about this, instead of being like, I'm gonna use a gun, he would use like
flowers. Tortured her. Yeah.
So she was in this container for allergies and basically poisoned her with the allergy that she was trying mm-hmm. to get tested for. and she couldn't breathe. Mm-hmm. And he was like, tell me where so-and-so is. Mm-hmm. And she basically doesn't give him the information. She ends up getting out. They fight. She runs out.
He lets her out because he feels bad.
Yeah, he feels bad.
Yeah.
So after he lets her out, they fight. She runs out of the building and then gets hit by a car. Boom. Very, like, it's like happenstance. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he runs over, grabs her cell phone.
And he's gone.
And he's gone. Mm-hmm. But Lawrence Fishburne's character finds him and he's like, oh, you got lucky. I'm surprised you. He finds him at a nightclub. He tries to escape, but he's like, he can't. So he ends up talking to him and he's like, can you imagine what the stuff I do good at? And then a bomb went off in this nightclub. Panic arrives. And then he runs out and gets away. Yeah,
because Charlie set it up in the bathroom, I believe.
And he's like, what about all the stuff I'm good at? And then, boom, big explosion.
Yeah.
He gets away again. So he finds the second guy that killed his wife. And he was in New York. But at this time, he had a CIA asset that he would talk to. And turns out that the asset actually died and the wife took over. Mm-hmm. So they end up teaming up, and she's like, how did you find me? Blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So they team up. She ends up helping him.
He goes to Istanbul, right?
Right. They filmed this movie all around the world. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's where a lot of the budget went, is the permits.
Locations.
Yeah. Flights. Mm-hmm. All of that. So was it in New York that happened? Or was it in Istanbul?
I think it was. What are we talking about?
With the second guy. The second murderer. He was at a hotel. I think it was in Istanbul.
I think it was Istanbul. Or somewhere near there. I can't remember now.
But the guy was like very flashy. Mm-hmm. He would rent out this private.
No, isn't it Spain?
Maybe it was Spain. But he would go to this hotel. And they had a private lap pool. And well, it wasn't private, but he used to rent it out, and so you could at night, so he'd run laps. It was glass
in between, like
two buildings.
Platforms. Yeah, two buildings.
So he was like, he walks up, he puts some kind of device that would like blow it up.
Well, it caused cracks in the glass. So yeah, it basically ultimately fail.
Right. So he's like, unless you can swim super fast, you're going to basically drop to your death. And he's like, tell me what I need to know. He was like, where's so-and-so? Mm-hmm. He kind of told them the information. And still, he was just like, up. He blew him up. I thought that was so cool.
Oh, yeah, he died.
The pool blew up, and he just kind of fell down. Mm-hmm. That was a cool scene. Mm-hmm. So he goes to the third guy. Mm-hmm. They are doing a weapons exchange.
Yeah. During all this, I think in between all this is when they get caught in Istanbul. And isn't this in between when his contact, when she dies, shot. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. In between these, because she helps with the pool thing, and then they're staying in Istanbul, but they get tracked by the CIA. They find them. They send in this huge squadron to retrieve them. They're trying to escape, but she ultimately gets shot and dies. So now he's on his own completely. Right. He has no help. And then he's working to set up that
the third guy.
Yeah,
where he's going to buy weapons from.
Yeah.
And then this is when the Punisher comes in. He's like, he's at this boatyard in like Russia or something. Mm-hmm. And he walks in, John Barthol, that's his name. Mm-hmm. And he's just like, are you here to kill me? Mm-hmm. He was like, oh, you better. They sat down and was like, I want two coffees. And he was like, is this where you do it? Mm-hmm. And he was like, I want you to come in with me. I mean, he tried to convince him to basically stop doing this and return with him because he was like, I'm here to save your life. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I can't do that. Mm-hmm. So meets the third terrorist, sets up a weapon exchange with him. Mm-hmm. But the way he does it is the CIA at this time is tracking him, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what I think it's very cool because he clones himself.
Right.
And they're like, oh, he's no longer in Istanbul.
He's in the wrong country.
He's in the wrong country.
Because he clones his face on all these just random people to show up so they don't know what city he's in, where he's actually at. He shows up on a bus, on a train, in the street, but in all sorts of cities across the world.
Right. I thought that was super cool.
That was clever.
I was like, I'm sure they can do that in real life.
Oh, probably.
Yeah. I'm sure whatever they showed us in this movie they can do 20 times more.
Mm-hmm.
So they meet him. He says, you know, he wasn't there. He was on the phone. He was like, the money is in the briefcase. He was talking to him through the phone. Mm-hmm. So the terrorist opens this, like, case, and he's like, you better stop, because he basically triggered a bomb.
Mm-hmm.
And Remy came out, and he was like, if you give me the information I need, I'll let you go.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, how do I get to this last, your boss?
Mm-hmm.
And he basically was like, he has a boat off of some island. Yeah. In, I want to say, Russia.
Mm-hmm. And there's, like, a certain person you contact and certain code you use, and they'll know it's me.
Right.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, he was like, thank you for the information. And he was like, if you jump really fast, you might be able to survive.
Mm-hmm.
And the third terrorist goes down. Boom.
Boom. Blows up.
Really good explosion. Thought mm-hmm. that was great. Finally, tracks down the last terrorist.
Mm-hmm.
He ends up getting caught.
Yeah.
Right? The terrorist brings in, but the terrorist brings up on the boat, mm-hmm. his boat, and mm-hmm. I think the terrorist can't go in other, like, international waters.
Yeah, he's got some sort of restriction, because he's clearly wanted in other countries, and
so he was purposely staying in another country's waters.
Yeah, he can't travel outside of certain waters and all that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But we find out that the terrorist was actually working for the CIA and doing covert missions for the CIA that they didn't want on the books.
Mm-hmm.
So what Remy's character did is the guy basically was like, you killed my wife. And he's in the boat talking to this guy, and the main terrorist gives him a gun. He's like, mm-hmm. go ahead.
This is Michael Stahlberg.
Yeah. He was like, you came here to shoot me. Here you go. Do it. And keep in mind, he has a gun on the guy, and his cronies have guns on him. So mm-hmm. clearly, if you were to shoot him, he'd be dead.
Done, yeah.
So instead of doing that, mm-hmm. what I thought was very clever is he just wasted time.
Mm-hmm.
And he took control of the boat. He did a code.
Mm-hmm.
He did a virus because they took his phone and everything like that, but he detected it on somebody else's phone.
He had his watch.
That's right.
So they removed his phone when they kidnapped him and all of that, but they never removed his smartwatch. So that's how he was able to get away with.
So the smartwatch connected to his ship, and it mm-hmm. steered it into another country's waters.
Mm-hmm.
And while they were talking, he told that country's
pre-warned them that they were going to show up.
They were going to be there at this time, at this place. Mm-hmm. Send help. And so that's basically how the main terrorist is taken down.
Yeah, so he doesn't get killed, but
he's taken into custody.
Does get captured.
Yeah. What else is cool is the CIA operatives that were involved with this, they also get taken down.
Like, yeah, like
we're
the
talking
bosses.
The bosses, mm-hmm. like head offices.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. they get taken down.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause Charlie had all this proof about what actually was going on.
Right.
So, yeah.
And so he ends up taking the CIA down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we are just kind of giving you the nutshells of this movie, mm-hmm. but it goes deeper than this. Like, yeah. It is a really...
It's a good action movie.
It does not lag.
Mm-hmm.
It's exciting from point A to point B.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to... It's going to be enthralled. I mean, I could watch this movie again.
Yeah, I thought this was a good movie, for sure. And at the end, you know, he shows up in a grocery store parking lot, and
it's a Kroger,
which is not in the Washington. Yeah. I need to tell you, I don't know why they stuck him at a Kroger. But Hendo, who's Lawrence Fishburne's character, sees him, and they chat because he just bops into his car and they chat for a minute and then that's the end of that. I mean, but basically just came to an understanding, I guess. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it's like I said, it's a good action thriller. I think it's a good movie to watch, a good movie to check out.
Very, very cool movie. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I had to rate this movie, I would give it probably a 9.
I'd give it like an 8.5. Yeah.
I thought the action was good. I thought the locations were good. I thought the actors were great. Mm-hmm. I don't really have a negative thing to say about this. Great story, great mm-hmm. plot. When you thought you were going to figure something out, there was another twist, and you mm-hmm. were just like, "Oh wow, that's crazy." Mm-hmm. You know, I'm glad they did that. It was very entertaining from start to finish.
Yeah, and I thought they did a good job with Charlie at the beginning, seeing his grief over losing his wife and then what that was driving him to, and then seeing his character evolve as he dealt with these people. You know, he couldn't, like you said, the very first one, he couldn't really kill her. Right. He had a gun on her at one point when he was following her, and he just couldn't do it. And it just evolves to where he's blowing up the third guy. But when he finally reaches the boss, the main one that he wanted to talk to, he ultimately doesn't pull the trigger because that's not who he is. So
I feel like if he would have killed him, he would have been going on their side. And that's why they didn't let him kill him. Mm-hmm. I feel like they stuck to his strengths. Mm-hmm. Instead of having him pull a weapon out, mm-hmm. he did it cunningly. He did it smartly. He mm-hmm. poisoned him. He did explosives. Mm-hmm. He just thought of everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There was a couple of times you were just like, oh, he's going to get caught. Mm-hmm. But always kept you guessing.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, at one point, too, which we didn't really touch on, but the head, the director, she realizes something fishy is going on and that Hendo is out on his own mission that she doesn't know about. So she sends another operative to get him because he's gone rogue. And then there's like that little mini plot where they get into a fight.
Right.
Which allows at one point Charlie to get away.
Right.
So, yeah, there was just a lot going on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you get an opportunity to see this movie, it's always better in the movies, but I know this is going to be out on streaming soon. Mm-hmm. If you get an opportunity to check this out, please do.
We would recommend it.
You definitely are not going to regret checking this out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good movie.
So, mm-hmm. But yeah, I think that pretty much wraps this episode up. Mm-hmm. Thank you for tuning in. And yeah, we will see you in the next movie. Yay. Definitely subscribe to Limitless Broadcasting Network.
Yeah, don't forget.
So much content. You won't regret that either.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We'll see you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Robbie Reviews is hosted by Robbie Brixby as part of the Limitless Broadcasting Network. Post-production and intro by Sammy Brixby. Follow the show on Instagram at Robbie Reviews Movies. Check out the other shows on our network by following at Limitless Broadcasting on Instagram and at 1950 Studios on TikTok. See you next time.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.